All right, so we're here to talk about your new cookbook.
Yes, I'm super excited.
First of all, can we talk a little bit about Red Rooster, since that's what it's about?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your restaurant, when you opened it, and why you chose Harlem.
Yeah, I mean, I really love the community of Harlem. I always used to go up there and, you know, looking at the Studio Museum, going to Schomburg's, looking at the Apollo, going to the churches. It was just such a magical, historical African-American community. And, you know, I bought an apartment up there like long 2002, but didn't move in until like 2004. And my mom always said to me, like, hey, you should open something that is more affordable. And you should also open up something that is where you live. Why do we always have to travel to where you do stuff? And so I think it was all of those things combined. But also more than anything, I was looking for a home and a community, you know. And Harlem has become both home and community. And our restaurant is successful because we're part of the community.
Let's talk a little bit about community, because I know you're really kind of credited with helping to make modern-day Harlem what it is. How does a restaurant build a community?
Well, the first word is to go back to, what does the word restaurant mean? The word restaurant means to restore a community, right? So for me, it meant, well, we have about 150 employees. I hire 70% of my staff from that community. That gives a direct link to people see that all good jobs are not downtown. As African Americans, we always used to, the good school is out of our communities. The good jobs are out of our community. It's almost like it has to be like, well, wait a minute. Why does it have to be like that? So you have to build something that is represents something opposite. And that's what Rooster does. So it has this dialogue between inspire and aspire, right? I'm inspired by the place, and young adults can have aspirations, right? And together we can do magical stuff, and that's what Rooster represents. If you want to be in hospitality, you have a beacon in your community. That means now also you can get a paycheck, you can learn cooking classes. If you're a musician, you have a place to play. If you're Andrew and you're 18, you're a dancer, you can show your stuff, and we can show him life skills on how to behave and show up on time and, you know, like this is all these codes that normally are not put in the south side of Chicago or in Oakland or in these historically African-American communities. So I look at good food as a civil right. This is our civil right movement towards that.
And talk to me about that good food. What types of dishes have become very popular over the years at Red Rooster?
You know, as Harlem has evolved, the dishes of Rooster is really a celebration of the Great Migration, right? So historically, it's an African-American-inspired menu. So we think about the Southerner that moved up. So dishes like, yes, the fried yard bird and shrimp and grits is core, and catfish is what we do. But it's also a reflection of how Harlem has changed. So you have Puerto Rican in El Barrio, you have Mexican, you have Jewish, you have, like me, African and Swedish. And so you have things that are of the world today, mixed with the historical African-American, what we know as soul food. So I think we will always cook with soul, but dishes like fried yard bird, our big whole fried chicken, will always be popular. But so will also wear our uptown chowder, which is really a seafood stew, the way my grandparents cooked the seafood stew.
Can you highlight some of the recipes in the cookbook that the everyday home cook can tackle?
Well, there's many. I mean, the food at Red Rooster is very much inspired by every day. You know, I love lemon grilled chicken, for example, with a little bit of roasted eggplant and spinach. Super delicious, easy to make, but there are great cues to learn from. The crunchy salad with quinoa and a little bit of pears. Even the food we're going to serve at our restaurant here in National Harbor that we're opening at Marcus, it's inspired by every day. But of course, as chefs, you know, we elevate it.
Hi, that's what I want to talk to you about, too. What can we expect? You're bringing a restaurant here. Mm. What can we expect to see on that menu?
Well, we first of all, it's very excited to partner with MGM and have, like, my neighbor's going to be Jose Andres and the Voltaggio. So that's right there. The collection's going to be exciting restaurants. But, you know, we have a big open kitchen with a great grill. So you will see some of the highlights from Rooster. But you also will see some mid-Atlantic stuff, you know. We're definitely going to have crab on the menu. We're definitely going to have we're going to look at some of the grits from Virginia coming up. You know, I love the idea that we're getting closer to the South here. So we'll have even more Southern influences. We'll have our chicken and waffle will be on the menu. But so will also some other more exciting dishes like, you know, our salmon will bring, and it will be a good menu.
With Red Rooster, over the years, have you had a standout favorite moment or memory?
Well, I think it was magical for us when Barack, you know, our president came and had his dinner, big dinner in the restaurant. It was such a sense of arrival. The party was just equally much outside the restaurant as in the restaurant. But I also, if a stand up for me is to see when young adults learn a trade within our restaurant, and then they go on and, you know, maybe work in a different field, but they got their first learning in our restaurant. So there are small goals that we have that are, you know, from the outside doesn't look big, but there are evolutions for us. And then you have big days like when Roberta Flack opened our Ginny Supper Club. You know, that was magical to us because such an iconic singer in wanted to be part of our first night. So there's everything from the president to music to just like, you know, a server becoming a manager is magical to me.
Wonderful. All right, we're a month out from Thanksgiving, and I have a question for you.
Cool.
Do you stick to the same menu every year? Do you have a traditional menu, or do you mix it up?
Well, it's, you know, my wife and I, we have our roots both in Ethiopia and in Northern Europe. She's in Holland and me in Sweden. So our Thanksgiving, yes, there is turkey, but there's also dorewat, there's herring, and Dutch cheese.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious.
And you do Thanksgiving at the restaurant too, right?
Yeah. It's big. It's like a line at the door. It's big.
Oh, those are all
Thank
the questions
you.
I had.
Thank
is
you very
much. Is
there
anything else I left out you want
to
add?
No, I mean, the book, I'm very humbled by the, you know, the book has gotten great, great reception. And I think the, you know, with the photography of Bobby Fischer and the storytelling, we really worked hard on telling a rich, deep story. So if you can really learn about Harlem, the place, so to involve people like Thelma Golden or Dapper Dan, to really talk about style, art, and community, really helped. You know, Rakim Walker has his own chapter, because they're the people that were there way before me, and they can really better highlight what did it look like, where are we in this very moment, and where are we going.